This podcast is sponsored by the book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. Discover the intersection of science and humanistic values to enhance personal and societal well-being. Get your copy today at positivehumanism.com.
User-centered design. Benefits: how humanistic values improve everyday life. Discover the benefits of user-centered design and how humanistic values and a secular worldview promote products that foster personal flourishing. Why user-centered design makes all the difference. Hey, have you ever wondered why some websites, apps, or even products just feel right while others are a total headache to use? Well, that's the magic of user-centered design, UCD. It's not just a fancy tech buzzword. It's a whole approach that puts real people, the users, front and center when creating something new. Today, I want to chat about why user-centered design isn't just nice to have, but actually a game changer, especially when you think about making life better for everyone through a secular worldview grounded in humanistic values. So let me break it down for you. User-centered design is all about understanding who the users are, what they need, how they think, and then shaping products or services around that. No assumptions, no forcing people to adapt to the product. They adapt the product to fit them. It sounds simple, but it's surprisingly rare. When you put the user first, it leads to several benefits that ripple through both the creators and the people using the product. Here's what happens. Better usability, products become intuitive. Think about those apps where you can just pick them up and know exactly what to do. No tutorial needed. Because the design matches how humans naturally think and behave, frustration drops off fast. Increased satisfaction. When a product works well for you, you're happy to keep using it. This isn't just a fleeting feeling, but a reinforcement of personal flourishing, helping people thrive by meeting real needs efficiently and pleasantly. Lower costs in the long run. While it might take more upfront effort to research and iterate designs, it saves tons of money by catching problems early, reducing customer support and avoiding costly redesigns later. Inclusive design. Focusing on the user helps catch differences in abilities, cultures, and preferences, which helps create products that serve a broader audience. This taps into applied humanistic philosophy, valuing each individual's experience and promoting equity. Stronger engagement. When your users feel heard and respected, they're more loyal and more likely to recommend the product or service to others. It's human connection built into UI/UX. This approach aligns beautifully with positive humanism and positive psychology principles, which emphasize understanding human nature and promoting well-being through thoughtful interaction and design. Imagine a design philosophy that not only makes your life easier, but also respects your dignity and choice without imposing any supernatural or dogmatic ideas. A perfect example of a secular worldview in practice. One influential resource that ties in this outlook is Positive Humanism, A Primer, by Bo Bennett, PhD. It's a book that explores how humanistic values combined with positive psychology can foster personal flourishing in everyday life. These principles aren't just abstract, they can be practically applied in fields like design, where respecting and empowering the individual user is key. If you're curious about how a secular human-centered philosophy can reshape not just design, but entire approaches to living well, I highly recommend checking out this book. It perfectly complements the idea of user-centered design, showing how respecting human agency and focusing on real needs brings about meaningful progress. So next time you interact with a well-designed product that feels just right, remember it probably came out of a lot of user research and a commitment to humanistic values, putting you first. That's what we should expect more from every product and service. Learn more about the book and start your journey to flourishing today. Visit https://www.positivehumanism.com to discover how embracing applied humanistic philosophy and a secular worldview can make all areas of life better, including the design of everything you use.